Welcome back to the Willie's Experience Podcast. I'm here with Chuck Culpepper on part two of our trivia. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Will.
Chuck, you got 90 somehow, 90 out of a possible 100. So ordinarily, I would point out that you're already ahead of the person that got last, who I'm not going to say because I feel bad for him. Because So we have the last two categories, I give 90. Your target number is Seth Rosenthal's 129.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. The first half of this is Thursday is nicknames. I will give you the name of a team, and you will give me their nickname for 10 points. There are five. If you need a hint, you can ask for the name of the stadium, and then if you ask for a hint, I will give you the name of the stadium and the mascot, and perhaps that will help you for 5 points.
Okay,
here we go. Number one, the Buffalo AAA baseball team.
Bison?
That is correct for 10 points. Number two, the Portland MLS team.
Timbers.
That is correct. Number three, the San Antonio WNBA team.
Stars.
That is correct. Jeez, I did not send you the questions, by the way. Number four, the Western Illinois men's and women's basketball teams.
Oh, boy.
If you need a hint, you can ask for a hint.
Mascot, I guess.
I'll give you both. All you have to do is ask for a hint. I'll give you both.
Okay.
The stadium is, the arena is Western Hall, and the nickname is Rocky the Bulldog.
Bulldogs?
That's incorrect. They are the Leathernecks. The Western Illinois Leathernecks.
Great name.
And number five, the Rhine NFL Europe team.
Oh, I've heard this before. And I used to be kind of into this in a sick way.
And if you need a hint, I can give you one.
Okay.
They played at LTU Arena,
mm-hmm.
and their mascot was Bernie the Phoenix. That is correct for 5 points. So you now have 125 points. You are only four behind the all-time leader, and you still have 50 points yet to garner. By the way, I forgot to mention that I always say the Buffalo Bisons play at Coca-Cola Field, and their mascots are Buster T. Bison and Belle the Ballpark Diva, which is kind of fascinating. Portland plays at Providence Park, and they have the famous Timber Joey, recently a guest on the Men in Blazers podcast. San Antonio's WNBA team plays at the AT&T Center and the Fox, and that's covered there. Okay, now, so you only need to get 4 points to become the all-time leader. The last one is Friday Outburst. The way this works is it's a game I played as a kid, kind of a party game. It's Friday Outburst. I give you a category. You have 1 minute with 10 answers, and you have 1 minute to list off as many of them as you can.
Okay.
So, and I'll put you on the clock. So, go ahead and say there are no wrong. If you say you don't get penalized for getting one wrong, so just go ahead and spit them all out. And I will just say yes, and just keep going. Just wait for me to say yes or no. I will say it as quickly as possible.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. The last. By the way, in this category, there are no vacated titles, so keep that in mind. If someone won something, we pretend if USC won its national championship, there are no vacated titles.
Yes, I was there that night.
It actually happened. It totally did. All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The last 10 home countries of Tour de France winners. Go.
United States.
Yes.
Spain.
Yes.
Italy.
Yes.
The United Kingdom.
Yes.
Australia?
Yes.
Belgium?
No.
That's when we start getting back into the 90s, I think. It's a lot of vacated in this one.
Yeah, that's why I had to mention that one.
let's see.
You have five. You already won, but keep going.
Netherlands?
No.
Germany?
Yes.
Austria?
No.
Ireland?
Yes.
Okay.
You have 10 seconds.
Okay. French, haven't done it in a while.
Would you like to say France?
Yeah, I'll say France.
France is correct. And time. That is 8.
That really stretches back.
Yeah, it does. You got United States, Spain, Italy, the UK, Australia, Germany, Ireland, and France. You missed Denmark and Luxembourg.
Oh, yeah.
So you got 8. So you're already the all-time leader, and there's still 40 points left to go. I think that you've actually aced this game. So, you know, way to go. All right, here we go. Next category.
Okay.
The last 10 countries to host the World Cup. Go.
Brazil?
Yes.
South Africa?
Yes.
Germany?
Yes.
Korea, Japan in a
yes.
share?
Yes.
Shared. France, United States?
Yes. Yes.
Italy?
Yes.
Spain is one?
Yes.
Mexico?
Yes.
And Argentina?
And that is all 10. So you got all 10 in 20 seconds. So well done. That is correct. You got all 10. Argentina, Brazil, France, Germany, Italy, Japan / South Korea, Mexico, South Africa, and Spain. In the United States. So that is 10. You have 18 already, and you are making a mockery to my silly little game.
Well, if you ask me, like, coaches or something, I'd be in trouble.
Well, there's still 3 categories left to go. So, all right, here we go. For this one, there are 4 of these teams tied for 10th. So if you name one, I'll give it to you. But if you continue to name other teams that are tied for them, you won't get a point. Does that make sense? Okay. Because, all right, the 10 baseball teams, as of Monday morning, who have won the most games. Go.
You mean this year?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
This year, yes.
Oakland?
Yes.
LA Angels?
Yes.
LA Dodgers?
Yes.
Atlanta?
No.
Milwaukee?
Yes.
Detroit?
Yes.
Kansas City?
Yes.
Baltimore?
Yes.
Toronto?
Yes.
New York Yankees?
No.
Let's see. San Francisco?
That's one of the 10, yeah. One of the teams tied for 10, yes.
San Francisco, was Milwaukee one? I can't
You said Milwaukee. You have 9. You're only missing 1.
Pittsburgh?
They are one of the teams tied, so you don't get that one.
St. Louis.
One of the teams tied, so you don't get that one.
Okay. Washington.
Washington is the 10th. You nailed all 10 of those because you have a camera in my hotel room and are looking at the questions. Very impressive. All right, 2 more to go. You have 28 out of a possible 30 on this, and we've broken the game.
Disbelief.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
The Seattle Seahawks and Denver Broncos played in the Super Bowl last season.
Mm-hmm.
Who were the other 10 NFL teams to make the playoffs?
San Francisco?
Yes.
New England?
Yes.
Indianapolis?
Yes.
Kansas City?
Yes.
Let's see, and then Denver. San Diego?
Yes.
Cincinnati?
Yes.
The 49ers beat New Orleans?
Yes.
And let's see, the Seahawks beat Green Bay.
Yes.
There's beat Green Bay. Eagles.
Yes. You need 1 more. You have 10 seconds.
Okay.
And time. The only one they missed were the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I love that you're doing so good at this game that you're chastising yourself for missing for the one little time. All right, so you got 9 out of that one. That gives you a total of a bunch. Okay, and the final one. 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 people to lead the NBA in a single season in scoring.
Could Shaquille O'Neal be on that?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I don't think Duncan, whatever. I'll throw out Duncan.
No.
Okay.
You have 5. Durant, Bryant, Carmelo, Wade, and Shaq.
Do 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 Dirk?
No. And you have 10 seconds.
I can't even remember who led it last year. James Harden? No.
No. And time. You got 5. You got Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, and Shaquille O'Neal. You missed Allen Iverson.
Oh.
LeBron James.
Oh, that's a big one.
Tracy McGrady, David Robinson, and Michael Jordan.
David Robinson.
I know, right? I wonder if that one game where he scored like 80 or however many he scored just pushed him over. I don't even know if that was that season. But you got 5 out of that one. Ending, so 25, 34, 42. You end up with a grand, ridiculous total of 125 plus, what did I say there? 14, 22. 42, a grand total of 167 points. That is beats the record by more than 20. Chuck, you need to go, you know that Sports Jeopardy show that Dan Patrick's hosting? You need to get on that immediately. I don't know if they allow journalists on that, but they should, because you would kill it. That was an amazing performance.
I'm surprised.
That was really, really well done.
I Chuck, mean, LeBron, though, you know, maybe it's my respect for his game that he passes the ball. And
yeah, exactly. We don't think of him as a great scorer. We're like, oh yeah, he can like win a scoring championship while also getting triple-doubles all the time.
Right.
All right, Chuck, thank you so much for your time. This has been a wonderful thing. I hope everyone's enjoyed you all week. You can follow Chuck Culpepper at ChuckCulpepper1 on Twitter. Chuck, thank you for your time. This has been great, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Will. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks.